On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
A court heard that a man charged with the murder of his wife near Sittingbourne was potentially part of a failed suicide pact. The 66-year-old man's appeared at Medway Magistrates today. The 64-year-old woman was discovered at a property on Hurst Lane in Kemsley in the early hours of last Tuesday. The case has been adjourned until a hearing at Maidstone Crown Court later this week. More at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
The NSPCC insists more needs to be done to prevent young people reaching crisis points following a rise in self-harm. NHS figures show the number of girls being admitted to hospital for AIDS has almost doubled over two decades. Around 13,500 were referred last year. Chris Cloak from the charity says social media is having a major impact.
We know that constantly very idolised images of what people should look like. It appears on social media, it appears in magazines, so on and so forth. And, you know, if you're an adolescent, if you're a teenager, these are times when you're very conscious of your appearance anyway.
The number of drug-related deaths in England and Wales has risen slightly. Legal and illegal substances killed just over 3,700 people in 2017. People dying from drug poisoning has also risen in Canterbury, Dartford, Dover, Thanet and Tunbridge Wells. Cocaine-related deaths have also risen nationally for a sixth year in a row. A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with murdering the midwife Samantha Eastwood in Staffordshire. Michael Sterling, who's the brother-in-law of her ex-fiancé, spoke only to confirm his name, address and date of birth. Rescuers in Indonesia say the number of people who've been killed following a powerful earthquake will definitely increase. Around 100 people are known to have died after the tremor struck the holiday island Lombok. Search teams are trying to reach areas which are cut off. Charity worker Shane Fetter is looking for accommodation for children left homeless at their orphanage collapsed.
Over the last 13 years, we have built these four houses for the children, and they are now homeless again, and we are sleeping now on the street again because we don't have any shelter yet.
A man's been charged with 10 offences following a police chase in Medway. Officers followed a car from the Richmond Road area of Gillingham to Boundary Road in Chatham on Saturday night after reports it had been stolen. A 33-year-old from Maidstone is due in court later, accused of offences including dangerous driving, attempted to cause grievous bodily harm with intent and criminal damage. Rural crime cost Kent over £1.5 million last year. Despite this being a slight drop on 2016, the county remains the sixth most prominent area for farm thefts in the UK. Farmers are said to be using methods that are hundreds of years old to protect their land, including dry ditches, geese, dogs and llamas. Rebecca Davidson's from NFU Mutual and says the stats are a worry.
We've been very concerned this year because rural crime is actually rising at its fastest rate since 2010, and it's costing the UK economy an estimated £44.5 million.
Officers are investigating after reports of an assault in Whitstable. The victim, a man in his 60s, got into the altercation at a supermarket car park in Reevesway in Chesterfield on 23rd of July. The suspect, described as a white man aged between 45 and 50 years old, who drove away in a silver Honda Civic. He's also said to have given verbal abuse to a woman who was with the victim. Nobody was injured. Police are now appealing for witnesses. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. And the Met Office says there's a 90% chance of heatwave conditions continuing in parts of England until Wednesday. It's expected to be very hot across the southeast, east and in London. A level 3 heat health warning has been issued, which advises you to stay out of the sun and keep an eye on vulnerable people.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers need to get by without Ben Stokes, and Kent lose out in the T20 blast. With today's sport, here's Ish.
England cricket head coach Trevor Bayliss says two or three players will have to step up to fill the hole left by Ben Stokes in the side. The all-rounder's been left out of the squad for Thursday's second test with India because his trial for a fray starts today. Closer to home, and Kent have lost their latest game in the T20 blast. The Spitfires could only manage 160 for 5 from their 20 overs at Canterbury yesterday before Gloucestershire reached the victory target with four balls to spare. Joe Denley hits 99 for Kent. Here's coach Matt Walker.
It's a really good vibe in the dressing room. Both the coach and Sam have created a good atmosphere. and yeah, you just want to feed him, you just want to help as much as you can. And halfway point of the tournament, I'm pretty sure, and we're in a good spot.
Kento back in action on Friday. And in football, Chelsea boss Maurizio Sarri's dismissed the words of the agent of Thibaut Courtois, who suggested the goalkeeper wants to return to Spain. Real Madrid have been linked with a former Atletico Madrid stopper.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Come on, give us a hand with the shopping. Or can you put the ice creams away?
Of course.
At your local co-op, you can get a pack of 4 rich Magnum Classics for half price. That's just £1.84.
In the freezer? Not your mouth?
They were melting.
Really?
Mm.
Subject to availability. See in store for details.
KMFM weather.
Hot and sunny again for the rest of the day. Highs of 30 in Rochester, 26 in Ashford.
Weather.
Connect to the all-new Skoda Karoq at Caffin Skoda, Tunbridge Wells.